I'm gonna do something for you, Cunningham, I never did for anybody before. I'm gonna teach you the secret of being tough.
Wow, you don't think I could ever.
Hey, who told you to talk?
I'm sorry, Fonz.
That's the secret.
What? I think I missed it.
You see how nervous you just got?
Yeah, but I thought you were gonna kill me.
Hey, that's the point. I intimidated you. That's because I've got a majestic bearing. I got style. I got an attitude. I got a tough voice.
Let's face it, you're a good fighter.
Hey, I'm the best.
You think that could work for me?
Cunningham, with that howdy-doody face, you can only be so tough.
I once auditioned for the guy that robbed the house on Full House. And I carried a loaded Beretta with me into the audition. Just to feel the weight of it.
Wow. Did she get the part?
Oh, they freaked out. Now look, you're in a shell. You need to break out. And I've got the perfect antidote for you. 10 cc's of pure Mamet.
Mamet?
Yeah. You're gonna play Blake in Glengarry Glen Ross, the movie. I'm gonna send you the pages. Here's my only direction. Let the cat out.
All right, it's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. You know Henry Winkler from Barry on HBO. Generations know him as the Fonz on Happy Days. Lynn Oliver is a writer and producer in the writing team with the award-winning book series Hank Zipser. And they have teamed up once again for a new book called Alien Superstar. And they join me in studio. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Henry, we've spoken on air many times by phone. So great to have you here. This story is a little bit different from the other books.
This is a completely new character. We've written 28 Hank Zipsers together, starting in the second grade until he graduates into the sixth grade. And this is Alien Superstar.
Right.
A 13-year-old, almost to be 13-year-old alien on the red dwarf planet in another galaxy has to leave his planet because at 13... the squadron, the government, takes all of his ability to feel and smell and enjoy music and culture and taste away so that no one in the population causes any problems.
Yeah.
Everybody's
the
same.
Yeah.
His grandma, Grandma Wrinkle, says no. Now, she is the master mechanic for the Starfleet and cobbles together this spaceship out of used parts in a cemetery of parts. He takes off and he flies from galaxy to galaxy, hundreds of thousands of millions of miles, and they only know one address on Earth, and he lands on the back lot of Universal Studios. And then we don't know how this happened, but he got a job on a sitcom.
Buddy.
On Universal.
Buddy.
Buddy. Well, he meets, the first person he meets is a stroller, meaning, you know, a character dressed as Frankenstein who's strolling around the back lot for the tours. You take pictures with Frankenstein.
Sure.
And inside is Luis. And Luis keeps saying to him, hey, buddy, what is your name? And he finally says, it's Buddy. It's Buddy. And then he says, what's your last name? And Buddy has six eyes that rotate his head. Two of them land on a concession stand that says cheeseburger, $4.99. And he goes, Buddy Cheeseburger. Luis says, that is too crazy. Okay. Cheese, C is only my middle name, so it's Buddy Burger. So he gets a name.
Yeah.
And he gets his first Earthling friend, all within hours of landing on Earth.
And this friend is somebody who found some overnight success on television. So there's a connection there, right?
The friend is trying to be an actor.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, really takes him, takes our alien under his wing. And then he gets on the show, and then he meets the actors and the actresses on the show and the director and the head of craft service. So what we did was we took two things that children like, aliens and the love of or the imagination of what is it to be a star? I want to be a star. And we show both sides of what it's like
Lynn, many books have hard lessons, pressure to what they read. The story is entertaining. You learn something from it, but it's intended to be just something fun and getting kids into reading and just enjoying the story itself, right?
Well, our goal is always to write books that are entertaining first, but meaningful second. So what we try to do is write the book that's going to be in the kid's backpack or in their back pocket during recess, the one that they read for fun on the bus on the way home.
Not because they have to.
Not because they have to.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what we find is, first of all, that increases kids' fluency in reading. Just to practice, the more you practice, the better you read.
Sure.
And also, you know, it's something that adults do that we don't even, that we take for granted, that we get to read for fun.
Right, as well, right.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, you're entitled to pick up Sports Illustrated and just, you know, just have a relaxing evening. So kids should be entitled also to pick up things that are entertaining and fun and that are not, that they don't have to struggle through.
Well, and the kids, when they see fame, I mean, really, you know, they see a lot of glamour of
That's
what
right.
is behind the scenes. It's glamour.
And there is very little glamour.
It's more grounded.
The glamour in Hollywood is manufactured.
Right.
It is hard work. When I'm on a show, and I am doing Barry, let's say. I get there at 6 in the morning, and we can finish at 9 at night.
Yeah.
Then you go home, and you have a tuna fish sandwich, and you memorize your lines for the next day.
Yeah.
So it is a never-ending grind. But in that structure, I have so much enjoyment from doing my job.
Sure, of course, of course. You've written nearly 40 books together. You've acted and produced. Lynn has written and produced. So have both had a taste of Hollywood life, of course. Did this book also bring your similar yet different experiences together?
Yeah, what we like to do is we say we write what we know. So I spent probably 20 years as a producer, writer and producer
right.
of situational comedy. Henry, I think you've been on television a few times, right? You've
had, I have.
Just, yeah, right.
Once or twice,
right.
A couple appearances. Yeah.
So we thought that bringing together the authenticity of what we know, my office when I was at Universal, my producing office, was right on the backlot tour next to King Kong. So I saw all the trams go by, and you really get to know what that experience is like. So it gives it an authentic, sort of an insider's look.
Sure.
And I think that'll be fun for kids. Everybody likes that.
Absolutely.
At the same time, pointing out that celebrity isn't necessarily all it's cracked up to be. Henry can speak to that along with fame comes a lot of issues.
Well, that's what I love about this, because obviously all what kids see on social media and everything else just looks like, wow, this is what I want to be, and
right.
I got to be that skinny, and I got to be that and whatever.
Well, you know what? We deal with that very thing, because the female star of our book, Cassidy, is a biracial musician who is the star of the TV show.
Right.
And her mother is her manager, who says, oh, you can have that salad. Just hold the egg.
Ah,
she counts every calorie that goes into that little girl's body.
Yeah.
So there is body shaming. There is bullying. There is what happens if the alien really reveals who he is? Everybody's kind of accepting him, on this show.
Yeah.
What happens if he says, oh, no, I'm really from outer space? Will people still embrace him?
Right. And 40 books later, and I remember talking to you this about before, you read your first novel at like 31
yes,
years
that's
old
true.
Because you're dyslexic.
I am dyslexic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you never knew you had it.
One out of five children has some sort of learning challenge.
My 7-year-old has struggled with words just over the past year.
Sure.
And we didn't really know what was going on. And we hired a doctor to really do a ton of testing and found out he's dyslexic. So
how great that you got it that early.
Yeah, because we knew there was just a struggle and a frustration.
Oh.
And when you were a kid, it was just a struggle. Well, you just don't know what you're...
Yeah, I was called stupid.
Yeah, right.
But how lucky your son is that you were open to the fact that there is something going on. You were observant
yeah.
to the fact that something is going on. And I'm telling you that just by putting him in a situation that allows him to learn the way he learns,
yes.
he will go on
yeah.
and just be magnificent.
Well, and we talked about Hank Zipser before, and it was more of an entertainment conversation, but now that book means a little something different to me and to my family.
I just want to say we're here for Alien Superstar, but we've written a series where Hank Zipser is in the second grade, and it's before he knows that he has a learning challenge. Just everything is confusing, and it's in a font that has never been used in America before that makes it easier for the eye and the page to become friends.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. Great educational tool.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the alien reads Hank. That's how loyal he is.
But how did, like, you know, in your early life, in your career, how did you get through learning your lines? I mean, you talk about being on Barry and you're learning your lines for the next day. Like, how did you struggle with that?
Memorization is like a muscle.
Yeah.
So I could memorize very quickly. I just had trouble reading. So I had to read everything one word at a time, in order to not drop any words out of the sentence.
Sure. And you two write daily together. I mean, you write all the time
together. In Lynn's office.
Right, across from each other.
Yes.
So that's why you said, when I sat you down in the studio, you were like, let's sit across.
Yeah, we look at each other when we write.
How did you get together in all this? Like, how did you know each other? Like, how did that all start, Lynn?
Well, Henry was experiencing what he likes to call a lull in his career. And so he had a manager, and he went to the manager and said, I'm not quite sure what to do next. And the manager said, I think it would be great if you wrote a book for children about your dyslexia. And like most people who have dyslexia, he said, well, I can't write. I can't read. I can't write. So, of course, he can. People with learning challenges can do all of those. They just do it in their own way. So his manager fixed him up with me. My whole world is writing children's television, children's books. And he told me his story over lunch. And it was so moving and touching to me that one of the best-known people in America went through his childhood struggling with self-image because of what school did to him. So we decided right then on the spot to create a character that was smart and resilient and funny and popular and creative. He just wasn't good in school. And that's how it started. And then we found that we kind of shared the same sense of humor and this same sense of timing and rhythm. And
thus, Alien Superstar came about.
So we're
going to do something new and exciting.
That's right.
That's wonderful. And you have a trilogy in the works, too. You're working on another book.
Yes, the Alien Superstar is three books, three novels, or it will be. And Lynn and I are right now writing. We're in the middle of the second novel of Alien Superstar.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Love to hear that.
Thank you.
Henry, of course, you're in No Lull as well. Third season of Barry coming next year. The show just saw record ratings. How much do you love doing that?
Well, it's like, I don't know, God looked down on me and dropped it in my lap. It's like manna from heaven.
Yeah.
It's written well. It's acted well. Bill Hader and Alec Berg, who created the show and run the show, have a vision. You know, we're starting to shoot again for the third season next March.
Oh, that's great.
The writers are now in the room trying to solve the problem of what I know that I heard at the end of the second season. And if you haven't seen Barry, I promise you it will entertain you.
It's really the flagship of HBO now. Now you got Games of Thrones and Veep that have kind of retired and gone off into the sunset.
Right. Barry never thought of that.
Barry is the show on HBO right now. Absolutely.
Yeah. So boys, no pressure.
No pressure at all. Your Emmy speech last year was phenomenal.
Thank you.
It was fantastic. It was just so much fun. And when you see the entire audience and all your colleagues over the years stand up and just honor you, in that just must have felt great.
I'm telling you, it was great. Now, what happened was I received the award.
Yeah.
I'm walking up the stairs on the stage to get the award, and I see the two stars of The Crown.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And I start talking.
You're a fan,
talking.
Too. You're a fan.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I love television.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm watching. I see these two people, and I start talking to them about their second season. And then I realized I have to make a speech. And I turned around. I had 27 seconds left. You know? And then they said, they show you a red screen with a big X. Stop now. And I thought to myself, hey, I haven't mentioned my wife yet. You don't mention my wife and go home with her. I'm not getting in that car.
That's great. You talk about being on the set for hours and hours on end. Do you sometimes, you know, obviously learning your lines, keeping that going, do you write themes to some of these stories that you're writing with Lynn? Do you start jotting down ideas, or how does that come?
No, Lynn and I do that in her office where we write. We sit, in our chairs and talk about stories or about an idea. I'm telling you, it's like clockwork. When we come up with a story that excites us, we can't get ideas out of our mouths fast enough.
That's great.
And then there are times we come up with a story and go,
seeking the path.
And then you just throw that story right in the garbage bin.
Barry, Happy Days, Arrested Development.
MacGyver.
What do you get recognized most for? Because, I mean, I'm sure there was a time it was one thing, but now it's got to shift a little.
That people are in tune with what you're doing is walking through an airport.
Oh. Yeah.
It used to be, hey, Fonzie.
Yeah.
Then it was, Love Scream. Waterboy.
Right.
Then it was Arrested Development.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
And now Barry.
Isn't that great?
And children know me as an author.
Right.
And here's the great thing. Since Lynn and I started writing in 2003, Stacy and I speak publicly, and we went to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And we got out of the car, and the bellman came running out of the doors, and I thought, to get our bags, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And he said, I have read every one of your Hank Zipsers. They got me through school.
That's great.
And he was, 23 years old?
Yeah.
So.
But you've been doing this for a while.
It's in the zeitgeist.
That's great.
It's exciting.
That's great. Well, the new book is Alien Superstar, Henry Winkler and Lynn Oliver. Thanks for spending some time with us.
It's
always great to see you as well.
Thanks.
Great conversation.
Thank you. Thanks as well. All right. News is next on 720 WGN.